The San Francisco Board of Supervisors unanimously passed an emergency ordinance to temporarily ban rent increases during the COVID-19 pandemic. Here is Supervisor Sandra Lee Feuer, a co-sponsor of the bill.
I think we'd all agree that an emergency measure like this shouldn't be necessary and that most landlords would not even think about raising rents on their tenants during a time like this. But unfortunately, we know that there are some who might still try to do that. So this ordinance is necessary to take rent increases completely off the table.
This is a further step in protecting tenants during the COVID-19 pandemic, on top of the eviction moratorium already in place in the city. Supervisor Matt Haney is also pressing for further action to protect residents in his district, in the Tenderloin neighborhood. He says the city's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic has neglected the Tenderloin. Its residents are still experiencing crowded sidewalks with large groups congregating and extensive homelessness.
If you walk around the Tenderloin or if you live here, you will see that many of the health orders that have been put in place to protect people across the city have not reached this community. You see hundreds and hundreds of people who are living on the sidewalks, often in tightly packed tents, unable to shelter in place. You see sidewalks that are hard for people to walk down and maintain adequate distance.
Haney and Tenderloin community leaders have sent a letter to the mayor's office listing their demands. That includes coronavirus testing sites in the Tenderloin, street patrols of public health officials, and the distribution of PPE, and an increase in access to bathrooms and hand-washing stations. Curtis Bradford is part of the Tenderloin People's Congress and is a longtime Tenderloin resident. He has underlying health conditions and says it is hard for him to go out for essentials safely.
I haven't been able to leave my place to go out to get my essential needs met. I tried to go to the corner store the other day and I couldn't get there safely. I actually gave up because the folks would not allow me in safely, and nobody was wearing masks. It was way crowded out there. I got so scared, I actually turned around and went back home. And I haven't tried again since.
They're also calling for placing the homeless in hotel rooms. The city of San Francisco is already procuring hotel rooms for homeless people, but they are focusing on those who are COVID-19 positive or under investigation for having the virus, those over 60, and those who have underlying health conditions. Supervisor Haney is also asking for designated encampment areas with access to wraparound services where homeless people who aren't being prioritized for hotel rooms can go to instead of sleeping in the streets.
The hotels are being prioritized for older, vulnerable people, which leaves people who are younger and currently on the street with nowhere to go. So the shelters are closed. These folks are going to be on the streets for the next couple weeks at the rate that the city is operating. So why can't we have somewhere immediately where they can at least be safe and have hygiene and bathrooms and services? That's essential.
Haney says he's focusing on urging the mayor's office to enact these measures instead of introducing legislation. He says that legislating can take weeks, and these measures should be taken urgently, and the mayor's office and the Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing have the authority to do that. I'm Luana Muniz, reporting for KPFA.